Today we'll deal with what kind of shofar we could use. So the Rambam this year is very short, only the shofar of a ram. He thinks that the halacha that emerges from the Gemara, there are some Rishonim who support the Rambam in this view, is that a shofar shel ayil is just a mitzvah mina mofar. It's not just the optimal way of fulfilling the mitzvah because it has connotations of Akedas Yitzchak, which is the ultimate act of self-sacrifice, of course, for God. But that it's actually the Yikuvah, that we can't fulfill the mitzvah of Tkiyat Shofar otherwise. The Raibid disagrees with this. He thinks that the Rambam went too far. He says, Hifriz al Midosa. That's the view. The view of the Raibid is the view that's reflected in the Shulchan Aruch and the Torah as well, where they say that a Shofar Shalayel, which is the Minhag of Klal Yisrael, is certainly the best thing to do, but it's not absolutely necessary. So the question is, what is absolutely necessary? So basically, the Rush writes, and this is kind of the dispositive view, is that there are shalosh midos b'shofar. There are three things that you have to know. So one of them is that there's a kind of a shofar that you can't use at all, which is the shofar shalpara. The Mishnah already states that the shofar shalpara isn't really a shofar, it's called the keren. That's not the best argument, because we know that even a shofar shalayil is called the keren. Give shofar the keren ayuvel, hema yalu ba'ar. So the Gemara gives a different reason, which is another really interesting reason, of ein fategor nasa sanegor, that the cow, of course, is associated with the Egel Azav, and on Rosh Hashanah, we don't want the Egel Azav to be the instrument that defends us. The Gemara says, so that's very strange. The principle of Ein Tategor Nasi Sanegor only applies in the Kodesh Kadashim. It doesn't apply to things outside of the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara says, I told my students many times, I consider this to be the most important line in Masechta Rosh Hashanah, if you want to understand anything about Shofar. Kevan to Zikaron Ka'asi Kibifnim Dami. That since the whole point of the shofar is that it's a zichron trua, it's as if you're blowing it in the Kodesh Kadashim, and therefore it can't come from the same species as the eagle. So we'll come back to that in just a moment. Okay, so that's the first thing, something you can't use. Then b'di'eved, you could use a straight shofar, but the chatchila, you should use a shofar which is bent, which is kafuf, which sort of captures, the Gemara says, the spirit of the day, the Yom Norayim, the time of Tshuva, and Yira, and Pachat, and therefore better to use a shofar that actually is shaped in a way that connotes that sense of fear. And then mitzvah mina mofar would be to use an ayil. Later, developments in the halacha actually excluded not just the shofar shalpara, but two other kinds of shofar. One of them was the Ramban. The Ramban writes that he came up with this. It was his earliest Bar Torah, well before the age of Bar Mitzvah. He came up with this in third grade. He doesn't say exactly third grade, but he says it was Bimei Yaldusi. That the word shofar is the language of shofar as a tube, which means that when you sever it from the animal, that there is zachris v'nachris, that you basically have a horn, and then there's a bone that protrudes from the animal that you carve out, right, when you chop off the horn of the animal, that there's a bone which is actually protruding, as opposed to most of the chayus, most undomesticated animals, just have etzem echad, they just have a horn, like an antler, which doesn't have any zachris v'nachris to it, so the Ramban says, even if you would carve that out, that's not really a shofar. That's not what the Torah means when it uses the term shofar trua. So the Ramban came up with that, and that's also the halacha. So we listened to that as well, but the Ramban came up with when he was, 8 or 9 years old, something like that. There's another halacha, which is a fascinating one, is that you can only use a shofar from kosher animal. This is quoted by the Ran, picked up by the Ramah, based on a Gemara in Shabbos, which talks about various species that were used in the Melechas HaMishkan. Pasuk says, "Laman tia teras Hashem b'ficha, min hamutar b'ficha." That you have to use things in Melechas HaMishkan, but you need an animal. It has to be a kosher animal, even if the Torah doesn't specify. So, since a shofar has to come from an animal, we say that it has to actually come from a kosher animal. Otherwise, we wouldn't know that it has to come from a kosher animal. So, you could say, "Okay, that's true from Melechas HaMishkan." But what does that have to do with the shofar? We're not blowing the shofar in the Mishkan. So, we're back to the principle that we started with. That the shofar always sort of like is being blown to Beis HaMikdash, Kevan to the Karn Ka'asi, Kevip the Dummies, where they try to explain that halacha. So basically, there are three different kinds of shofar which are completely unacceptable: a shofar shalpara, a shofar shal etz tamechad, and a shofar shal behema tmeya. Minag of Klal Yisrael is to try to be machmer for Shitas HaRambam, that we use a shofar shal ayil, tikkun l'fan of a shofar shal ayil, today she'ez tzkorlach, akedas, Yitzchak, ben Avram. Said many times, the theme of Rosh Hashanah is Malchios, is determining that God is the king, and there was no greater act of submission of Kabbalah's Omal Ful Shamayim than the Akedah, both on Avram's part and on Yitzchak's part. That's why it's such an important zikaron for us to have on Rosh Hashanah.